Welcome to episode 42 of Hit the Mic with the Stacey Harris. Hello, once again, I am your host, the Stacey Harris, and this is episode 42 of Hit the Mic with the Stacey Harris. Thank you, thank you, thank you guys for all of your iTunes love and your Stitcher love and your tweets and everything. I love seeing them. So, I don't have any shout-outs for today, but I would like to have some for the next episode. So, do me a solid, head over to iTunes or Stitcher. You can get to both places through thestaceyharris.com/episode42, where you'll find all of the show notes for this episode. And leave me your thoughts on the show. Let me know what you think of it. And I'll give you a shout out on a future episode. Today we are going to be talking about Google Plus communities. And there's two reasons for this. One, I think Google Plus communities are one of the easiest ways to solve the misnomer that nobody's on Google Plus. Because there are these massive Google Plus communities where you can connect with people who are in your target market, who are possible joint venture people, who are already active in your community, but can engage with you there as well. Google Plus communities are a really powerful tool. The other reason we're going to be talking about Google Plus communities today is because there is a brand new Hit the Mic with the Stacey Harris community over on Google Plus. It's totally free. It's for members of my VIP list. So if we are connected through the VIP list, which there's a link to get on that list if you're not already, over at thestaceyharris.com/episode42. And right when you get on the list, you will simply get an email that has the link and says, hey, come hang out with us. Request to join. It's a private community. And it's all for us. So I'm there. I'm active there. It's brand new, so it's not huge yet, but get in and start networking with people right away. So head over to the website and do that. But that's the other reason we're sort of talking about Google Plus communities today, because I've had a lot of people already asking me how I set it up and why I set it up and what the value is. So the first thing I want to talk about is how Google Plus communities are different from like Facebook groups or LinkedIn groups or other things like that. The biggest way I think they're different is they're simply much easier to participate in as from a organizational standpoint. They're also a hell of a lot easier to manage from an organizational standpoint because Google Plus communities allow you to do this really cool thing where you have categories. So in Hit the Mic with the Stacey Harris community, we have several categories. We have introductions, where you can go in and introduce yourself. We have promotions, where you can go in and promo your stuff. We have email marketing, where you can ask questions or talk about email marketing, give tips or just share experiences. No promo about email marketing products, obviously, because that would all go in the promos tab, or promos category. We've also got a podcasting and a live events and a social media area. So basically, when you have a specific question, you can go into a specific category and see if that question's already been asked, see what tips have already been given, or if you're looking for a particular service, you can go into the promos area and see if there's anybody in this community of people you already trust who are offering what you need or who may be offering something you need. Get an idea of really what it is they offer to see if maybe they may be able to help you. So I really like that. Instead of having just a cluster of conversations, especially when you have a really large group, things move really quickly. So if you're able to dive in on specific what you need, you end up really avoiding that scroll and that time suck that comes with sort of having to search through stuff to find what it is. You can go right to where it is you're focusing on and have those conversations right away. The other way I really like it is a lot like Facebook or Google Plus, you have the options of an open group or a private group. And similarly, you can have a private group that's searchable and people can find and request to join, or you can have a private group that people can't search for and you have to be invited to join. So that's a really cool way to sort of, depending on what your goals are for the group, break it up depending on the privacy needed for that specific circumstance. I went with private but searchable. I know there's a lot of really great open groups where people can get information, just like LinkedIn. Some are, you know, it just depends. You know, some of the best groups are open and some of the best groups are closed. It just depends on your goals with the group. So that's something to consider. The other question I've been getting from a lot of people is, besides, you know, why Google Plus and not Facebook or LinkedIn, the other question I've been getting from a lot of people is, why start a group that's free? I mean, I offer a group, a Google Plus group with the Rockstar Guide to Google Plus. I offer a Facebook group with the Rockstar Guide to Facebook. Why also a free group for just anyone to join? Well, first of all, it's not just anyone. It's for people on my VIP list. So it's for people who I know are amazing and for people who want to connect and engage and who are totally going to be in line with the kind of people that are in my community. And I have such a really awesome, amazing community that I'd love for you guys to get to know each other. You are so awesome. I want you to know everybody else that it is listening to the show or who's been a guest on the show. Because it is a really cool group of people. I am a big proponent of putting out free stuff and things like that. You have access to me in the community. If there's questions you want to ask me or there's questions you want to have on the show or if you want to be a guest on the show, you know, it's a good way to get in front of me and get my attention. Honestly, the reason I built this free community is I want to be able to talk to you and hang out with you directly. That was one of the big things that led me to do the live show as well, is I wanted to be able to really engage with you. Not sort of just like talk at you through the podcast. Every once in a while, it's nice to actually have conversations with give and take. So that's why I have this group as well. From a business benefit point, you know, if you're thinking about starting something like this, it's a really cool way. You know, this is my opt-in offer. My VIP list is my mailing list. So in addition to access to this great group, you also are going to get weekly emails from me, you know, notifying you of the shows. So it's a great email list grower, because I don't think that we need, maybe it's just me, we don't need any more freebies from the perspective of something I have to download and read and digest and then toss aside. If I even get to that download and read and digest part and not just write to download and toss aside. So for me, it's really about, you know, having something that's valuable long-term for you, as a prospective person getting on my email list. So from a business perspective, that's the really great value. The other really valuable piece of just having a Google Plus community, and it doesn't have to be free. It doesn't have to be, you know, you could do a paid community if you wanted to. Just like with Facebook, you could run a Facebook group that's part of a paid program or you know, having access to that group is a payment plan thing, a membership or whatever. The reason I went with Google Plus, like I said earlier, is that they're so easy to manage. But the other thing is it's someplace that not everybody is super comfortable in yet. And yes, I have the Rockstar Guide to Google Plus, so it's a nice incentive to get people who are thinking about Google Plus over there and go, yeah, I want to learn more about it. But really, it's just to expose people to how cool this network is. Whether you buy the guide or not is irrelevant. I just want people to sort of give Google Plus a chance. And like I said, one of the big misnomers is that nobody is on Google Plus. So if I can create a place for you guys to come and hang out and see how valuable and cool Google Plus is and find other people who are like you and who you would want to connect with there, I can convert you to the awesomeness of Google Plus, not to replace Facebook, not to replace LinkedIn, not to replace Twitter or anything else, but to maybe add to your strategy or just add to your networking piece, you know, whether you choose to market there or not. I just think it's a super valuable tool, and this is my way of sort of getting you guys to come check it out and really give it a chance and get past that I can't find anybody, because here is a way to connect with it, and right off the bat, you're connecting with people too. So that's a really cool thing, and hopefully you'll check out lots of other groups and that fit your target market or who you could be potential, you know, joint venture people with or who you could just just hang out with. Maybe it's just, you know, you're really interested in photography. There's nothing to do with your business. There are some great photography groups on community or communities on Google Plus. And you can just connect on the basis of you just have liked interests. So this is really my way to get you guys to come check out Google Plus. So I want to answer one last thing, which is how could I do this from my business? Because when I did the live show, one of the biggest questions I got was, you know, how I did the hangout on air, or why I did a hangout on air. So with this, you know, I've kind of answered the how and the why. I want to talk about how you could do something like this. Maybe it's not a free community. Maybe it's part of a program you're running. But basically, you just go into Google Plus, go into the communities area, and set it up. And the way I did it is I just took the link to my group and put it in the follow-up email. You can do the same if it's part of a program. The first email somebody gets during a program, you can invite them to come check out the group. And that's all you have to do. It's really as simple as that. There's not a lot of... It's just like setting up a Google Hangout. You just sort of set it up in Google Plus, and then you share the link. It's just like setting up a Facebook group. You set up the group, and you send the link. You can invite people you're connected with within Google Plus. You can actually invite them to the communities. So if you're already connected with people... When I set up my group, I invited a couple of people who I was already connected with, who I knew were already on my VIP list, and who I knew would be a really, really, really great fit and really welcoming to new people. And I wanted to have a few people in there already, so there wasn't, like, the first person who got in there wasn't like, okay, no one's here, this is a ghost town, I'm leaving, this is weird. I wanted there to be a couple of people there to help sort of with the welcome wagon. You can just invite people really, it's a really simple thing to do. If you have any more questions, go over to the show notes of this page, dustyciharris.com/episode42. Leave them in the comments. I will answer them. I will be monitoring that. I get an email whenever a comment comes in. So leave your questions there and I can dive into specifics. If you're not already on the list, get on the list. If you are already on the list, open your email I sent out. It already has the link to it. So this is for everybody. Been on the list for a while, just getting on the list. Everything's all set up. Come over and join us. Come over and check out how cool Google Plus communities are. And let me know how you might implement this in your business. Adding a community piece where you can really engage with people who are on your mailing list or who are in your programs or whatever. Listeners to your podcast, viewers of your web show, whatever. Ways you can really engage with them each and every day in a place that's dedicated to just you and just your community without the noise of the general news feed. All right, that's my time for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope I see you guys over in the community. I'm super excited. So come on over and hang out with me and tell me your thoughts and ask your questions and tell me what you want to see there and tell me what you want to hear on the show. All of this stuff is for you guys. And I want to hear from you. So thanks again, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.